Imagine being constantly hungry, no matter how much you eat. This was Dr. Rachel Heller's reality from childhood until her accidental discovery that changed everything. After fasting for a medical appointment, she noticed something remarkable. She wasn't hungry. This observation became the foundation for a revolutionary approach to weight management, with success rates exceeding 80% compared to conventional diets' dismal 5%. The breakthrough insight? For millions of people, weight issues aren't about emotional problems or lack of willpower. They stem from a biological condition affecting how certain bodies process carbohydrates. This isn't just another diet. It's a recognition that your body chemistry might be working against you. When you understand that your constant hunger has a physiological basis, similar to recognized medical conditions like epilepsy or alcoholism, the path to freedom becomes clear. The solution isn't about restricting calories or eliminating entire food groups forever, but about strategically timing when you consume carbohydrates to break the addiction cycle at its source. For carbohydrate addicts, consuming bread, pasta, or sweets triggers an exaggerated insulin response, hyperinsulinemia. While normally insulin helps transport glucose to cells, creating satisfaction, in these individuals, excessive insulin leads to insulin resistance. As a result, glucose converts to fat while the brain fails to receive proper satiety signals. This explains why some people feel hungry shortly after carb-heavy meals while others stay satisfied. Each carbohydrate-rich meal strengthens this cycle: eat carbs, trigger insulin surge, experience blood sugar crash, crave more carbs, repeat with increasing intensity. This mechanism reveals why conventional diets that spread carbohydrates across multiple meals often fail. Rather than addressing the underlying insulin dysfunction, they reinforce it. The solution isn't eating less, but eating differently to restore normal metabolic function. Do you find yourself unable to stop after eating just one cookie? Do you feel hungrier after meals than before? These aren't character flaws. They're signs of carbohydrate addiction, affecting 75% to 85% of overweight Americans. The condition progresses through three levels. Level one involves overeating healthy foods without recognizing the problem. Level two brings stronger cravings for starches like bread and pasta. Level three manifests as intense desires for sweets and snacks, with normal mealtimes dissolving into continuous grazing. Addiction triggers, like stress or hormonal changes, can activate previously dormant addiction. Take Linda, who maintained normal weight until pregnancy triggered her carbohydrate addiction, leading to unstoppable weight gain even after returning to her previous diet. Even health foods can derail recovery. Fruits contain fructose that can trigger cravings, as Cindy learned when trying to eat healthy. Her brother Alan discovered that fruit juices, a literal stream of carbohydrates, led to uncontrollable appetite rebounds. Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward recovery. You're not weak-willed. Your body simply processes carbohydrates differently. The key innovation is controlling when you consume carbohydrates, not eliminating them. The strategy centers on confining carb-rich foods to one daily reward meal, while keeping other complementary meals high in protein and fiber but low in carbs. This approach helps normalize insulin production while remaining sustainable. The reward meal must stay within a strict 60-minute window to prevent excessive insulin response and subsequent cravings. When Melanie's weight loss stalled after 12 weeks, her food diary revealed extended reward meals lasting up to 2 hours. Once she returned to the 60-minute limit, her progress resumed. Unlike restrictive diets, the reward meal allows any foods, including bread, pasta, and desserts. This freedom provides powerful motivation to maintain the program. Research shows that while increased carbohydrate meal frequency affects everyone's hunger and weight, carbohydrate addicts experience more dramatic effects. By addressing timing rather than just restricting foods, this approach succeeds where conventional diets fail. Complementary meals consist of 3 to 4 ounces of protein, meat, fish, poultry, or 2 ounces of cheese, plus 2 cups of vegetables with minimal dressing. Cook using any method, avoiding breading or batter. Check labels for hidden carbohydrates, especially ingredients ending in O's and sugary condiments. Drink 6 to 8 glasses of water daily for optimal metabolism. The Daily Reward Meal allows any foods within a 1-hour window, including previously restricted items, eliminating the sense of deprivation. Weekly cook-ins, preparing multiple meals by cooking proteins and chopping vegetables for storage, ensure success by reducing reliance on convenient carbohydrate options. Consider Matthew, a busy attorney who lost 25 pounds by choosing Japanese or seafood restaurants for lunch and finding alternatives like bunless burgers when faced with carbohydrate-heavy conference meals. When dining out, opt for eggs and bacon, skip starches, salads, check dressing ingredients, bunless burgers, or simple protein with vegetables to maintain both the diet and social life. Social eating presents constant challenges, from well-intentioned friends offering treats to family members bringing tempting foods home. These pressures can derail progress unless managed strategically. Fran's experience shows how to handle multiple social events successfully. At a pre-bridal party, she enjoyed her reward meal but declined late desserts. During a baby shower, she selected complimentary meal foods from the buffet. That evening, she had her planned reward meal of fried chicken wings. At Sunday's wedding, she strategically timed her complimentary and reward meals. Despite these celebrations, she lost weight that week. For unexpected food temptations, the solution is straightforward. Save treats for your reward meal. Take party desserts home or purchase tempting items for later. This eliminates deprivation while maintaining the plan. When family brings unwanted treats home, either save them for reward meals or explain that, while appreciated, such foods will need to be given away. Clear, one-time communication works best. Handle challenges using this framework. Anticipate scenarios in detail, consider control-maintaining choices, and arrange outcomes that satisfy both your goals and others' expectations. This preparation helps you face temptations with confidence rather than making impulsive decisions. The most profound benefit isn't just weight loss, it's freedom from constant hunger. Beverly, a swimming instructor, sought help despite being only slightly overweight because she struggled with insatiable hunger. 4 days after starting the diet, her constant cravings disappeared. Though she lost just 1 pound in 2 weeks, she was overjoyed to feel satisfied after meals for the first time. This freedom from hunger transforms relationships with food. Many rediscover the pleasure of mindful eating when freed from compulsive patterns. The structured approach helps create a healthier relationship with food, where it serves as nourishment and occasional pleasure rather than an emotional crutch. Physical benefits extend beyond weight loss to include increased energy, better sleep, reduced joint pain, and improved health markers. Jimmy, a 56-year-old construction worker, lost 32 pounds in 4 months and maintained it for 2 years, significantly improving his blood pressure without medication. Most importantly, the diet offers psychological freedom from shame and self-blame. By recognizing carbohydrate addiction as a biological condition rather than a character flaw, you can release the guilt about past failures with conventional weight loss methods. This transformation affects not just your body, but your entire relationship with food and life.